Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome to WTIC's Pet Talk. Today, Lori Fast takes your pet behavior questions. This is a show for you and your best friend. Call in now at 522-WTIC, 1-800-966-WTIC, or star WTIC from your cell phone if you have AT&T Wireless. And now, Pet Talk.
Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Pet Talk. You're listening to Lori Fast on this yucky second day of March, and I am here in the studio live, so I am here to take your calls, and I'm here till about 2 o'clock, so we've got some time for you to think about if you want to call or what you might want to talk about, and the numbers are 860-522-WTIC, which translates to 860-522-9842. And as always, I share with people my website, which is LoriFastDogTraining.com, and you can get my off-the-air contact information, and you can contact me that way too. So hopefully people will call in and we can help you out and maybe help some other people who have similar problems. So anyway, I wanted to talk about some of the, products, gadgets, gizmos, things that are out there to help people with their pets. And some of them are really out there. And just like there's all, I don't know about you guys, but if you are doing anything on the internet, there's all sorts of pop-up ads. And God forbid you should look at one of them because then you're going to get 9 others. And I have to admit that I do that. And I do look at them. And every once in a while, I'll get kind of suckered into, well, maybe I'll try that. And sometimes, actually, by doing that, I've found things that really do work. And other times it's just like, oh boy, what was I thinking there? But my philosophy on trying new things is if it's not breaking the bank, if it's not going to cause you any harm, and you want to try it for you or for your pet, why not try it? And so an example, this isn't a pet related thing, but I had this really annoying pull chain light in my downstairs bathroom. And finally, the pull chain just popped off. And that was, it was like there wasn't even a nub. And I thought to myself, well, I always wanted to maybe call an electrician and, have this turned into a switch. But that's a kind of a big project. It's a little pricey. And so I went online and I found this, how can I describe it? You screw this into the light bulb in the ceiling, then you screw your light bulb into the thing that you just screwed into the ceiling, and then you have a switch that's like a remote and you can stick that on your wall. So then it's essentially like you have now a switch that turns the light on and off. And you can get this for less than $20. And I thought, oh, you know what, I'll try this. And, it's one of those things. Is this going to work or not? And you know what? It's great. I don't know why I didn't do it a long time ago. But there are things like that that are for pets, too. So anyway, we're going to get into some of those things, not just But, you know, maybe somebody has a pull chain and they're getting pretty gosh darn sick of it. So that might be a tip for you. But we're going to talk to Marianne, I think. Hi. Let's see if I can get you up here. Hi.
Hi.
Is your name Marianne?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You're live on the air, so I pushed the right buttons enough times to get you in here. So what can I help you with?
Yeah. It's kind of a long question,
okay.
But I have a puggle.
Okay.
Who scratches all the time. And I know he has allergies.
You mean he scratches himself?
Yes.
Okay.
And I have tried Apoquil from the vet. Doesn't help. So I said, I'm not giving it to him. It's medication, and it's not helping.
Okay.
Benadryl. I've tried Zyrtec. And, you know, I thought, okay, maybe it's what he eats. So I was giving him cooked chicken, pumpkin, because he also has a problem going to the bathroom.
Okay.
Pumpkin, sweet potatoes, eggs in the morning, one egg with a piece of cheese.
Okay,
and then,
I think I'm going to come to your house for breakfast. Is that okay?
And then I read that chicken could cause the allergies.
Oh, you know, there are so many things that can cause allergies. I had a dog that was allergic to chicken. I had another dog that was allergic to beef. I've had people tell me, strangely enough, that their dog is allergic to rice, which is kind of a weird thing. But I guess, you know, of course, you know, this is not the veterinary edition, but I'm going to try and talk you through this because I do know a lot of people that, you know, have similar issues. And if you want to talk to a vet, you can call Dr. Dennis next week. But first of all, my question to you is, how do you know that it's an allergy?
Well, kind of just from what the vet said.
Okay.
So I kind of went by what the vet said. I know that we do a lot of walking in the woods, and I know that there's a lot of bacteria in the woods, especially now. So I will bathe his paws with a antibacterial.
Is he licking his paws? Is that one of the things?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And when he's scratching and doing all this stuff, what does his skin look like? Does it look bumpy, or is he losing fur, or is he just being itchy?
Nope. Sometimes I wondered if it might be a behavior thing with him, because it's just his paws. He goes after his paws and his underside sometimes.
Okay, and does it look to you like is it red? Is it bumpy? Is there anything irritated about it?
No, it only becomes red, bumpy, and irritated after he goes after it.
Okay.
Otherwise, no.
And so what you said that you rinse it with some antibacterial something. How often do you do that?
Maybe once a week. I bathe them every 3 weeks, but once a week.
Okay. How much does he weigh about? I'm trying to get a picture.
27 pounds.
Okay. So he's not little teeny tiny, but okay. I mean, if you're going to suggest that maybe he has a reaction to something topical, which could very well be the case, I don't think bathing him once a week would be helpful. I think you're going to have to do something like every day. And so, you know, I'm thinking to myself, what about trying to think of his size? I'm thinking if you had, you could do it in your tub, but if you had like a bin of some kind, that could you fit him like into a bin where he'd be standing in the bin?
I stand him in the tub.
Okay,
To get him in the tub, I have to sedate him.
He doesn't like going in the tub.
Okay. I have to sedate him to get to the vet.
Oh, boy, he's a character, huh? All right, well, so how about this? Let's just try this. I mean, there's so many different things that you can try. I am so into different trying this, trying that, which was kind of the premise of what I was originally talking about at the beginning of the show. But I'm going to give you a couple suggestions, and maybe they'll work, maybe not. And sometimes you have to fiddle with this. How would he respond to if you took one of his paws and like stuck it in a little Tupperware container? Is he going to have a meltdown over that?
No, he would try, but I can do that.
Okay, all right. So you know what providone iodine is? It's betadine.
Yes.
Okay. So you take some of that and you put it into like a little, you know, Tupperware container, whatever, and you make it the color, you add water until it's like the color of maybe tea. So it'll look like some tea.
Okay.
Okay. So it doesn't have to be exact, you know, this amount and that amount. Just kind of make it look like tea. Okay. But this is what we're going to use to rinse him off with. So you dip and swish around all of his feet in there, and you can do that every single day. And then okay. you can, when he's outside, so you're not making a big mess, you just take a sponge and squish it in the little Tupperware container and gob it up on his underside and kind of rinse and wipe him off. And then if it, you know, it gets wet or a big mess, it's outside, so it doesn't matter anyway. A lot of times if I'm spot cleaning my dogs, I will, I'll do that. I'll, you know, take him outside and bring a little Tupperware container. Or actually, I found this thing online where you stick the bottom of the hose into something, and it has a little motorized something, and it shoots out like a little spray. And it worked okay, but to be honest with you, it didn't work great enough that I don't think you couldn't just do what I'm saying, okay?
Okay.
And then one of the things that I was going to get into is talking about, and I'll probably talk about this next after, you know, when I'm done talking to you and we go to a break. But there's a company that had some supplements that I was using, and I was very impressed with the results of them, and I put this on my website. It's called Gold Standard Herbs.
Okay.
And the two that I think would be appropriate for your dog would be, one is called Adaptodex, I think it's called, and the other one is Cesarex. Cesarex is for skin, and Adaptodex is just for general kind of detoxing, okay? And again, that would go under the category of, this isn't going to hurt your dog, and maybe you'll waste your money, but it's not going to hurt your dog, okay? And so, you know, that is probably what I would do. And, you know, I don't really think it is a behavior thing. I think it is, there's something going on, and I know that, you know, when you have something like that, it can really make you crazy. But if you're trying to do it from a dietary point of view, you're really going to have to get aggressive about an elimination diet. And you know sometimes the vets have like a hydrolyzed protein, which is, you know, kind of a little bit yucky. A lot of dogs don't like it, but at least, you know, if you're starting from ground zero where you're getting rid of everything, and then you can gradually add things back to see if there is something dietary in there. I suspect, you know, it might be environmental based on the fact that it's coming under his belly and on his feet. Okay.
Okay.
But I don't think this is just, I don't think this is just a behavior thing. I think there is something physical going on. So again, okay. Why don't you try those things? And I always, you know, whenever I give a suggestion that, you know, even if I'm like 99% sure it's going to work, and in your case, you know, I'll give myself 50% on if it's going to work.
Okay.
But you know, I always like to get some feedback. Oh, wow, yeah, that worked. That was great. And then I know, or boy, that was some pretty stinky advice, Lori. And then I'll know that too.
I will. I'll pick it up and I'll try it. But can I just ask you one question about the betadine?
Yeah. The betadine,
betadine. If he licks himself, is it harmful?
You're going to rinse it around and you can even dry him off a little bit. He doesn't have to have, so whatever residual amount is on there is not going to hurt him. I mean, we're not going to put it in his water bowl. That might not be good,
okay.
But the small amount that he'd get, you know, after you swizzle it around, because you're rinsing off whatever might be on there in addition to disinfecting it. So, you know, rinse it around good and then just kind of dab it off, and then whatever he has on there is not going to be a problem.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, let me know. Right. Let me know how that works. Okay.
I will. Thank you. Have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Take care now.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I think we need to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
Yes, I'm a good dog, I'm a good dog, I'm a good dog. I don't know a thing about that mysterious pile of barf. Why do you have to always look my way when you smell a fart? Are you gonna make me hope to die and cross my heart? I didn't do.
Hello, and welcome back to Pet Talk on WTIC. You're listening to the Behavior Edition with Lori Fass. Next week, Dr. Dennis will be on, and if you have any medical issues that you want to discuss, that would be a good show to call in. I'm here till 2, and the lines are open, and the numbers are 860-522-WTIC. And before the break, I was starting to talk about some of the products and things that I've tried that, maybe I might talk about the ones that don't work, but one of the things that just came up with the last caller is this group of supplements, we'll say. They're herbal supplements. I have a link to it on my website. It's Gold Standard Herbs. So one of my dogs is a big dog. He's about 90 pounds. He just turned 11. And being a big breed dog, he has issues with, you know, joints and hips and that kind of thing. And I had him on your Cosequin, your standard whatever. And he's doing okay, but it started not working all that great. So I put him on one of the supplements from this particular company called Voltrax, which is for joint and hip problems. And I have to tell you, it was a measurable difference. And so I thought, wow, okay, this is a really good thing to add. And then I found out about another supplement that I'm taking, and it's an omega fat, but it's an omega fat that's not, it's like newly synthesized or discovered. And it was discovered looking at different pods of dolphins and which ones were living longer than the others. And this particular supplement is called Fatty 15. And when I added that to his food, again, measurable, obvious, huge difference. And so I'm taking it. It's not as measurable for me. I don't know. It's probably helping me a little bit. But honestly, Herman is jumping around, chasing his younger, annoying brother. And those two things, the Voltrex and the Fatty 15, I really can't tell you that it wasn't something that I would really, really recommend if you have an older dog that's having those issues. I would definitely try it. Okay, so we're going to take a
call. You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
All here. Hello.
Well, thank you. I do adore your new spot when you do it. I'm calling myself Frantic Mom.
Okay. I newly adopted. Yeah, that's not your name.
No. Okay. I newly adopted a little girl from, a pound, an animal pound.
Okay.
And she was on the streets. She already had a litter. She has a good heart in her. She's very energetic. But my senior dog doesn't know how to play, is a little bit smaller than she is, and his body structure can't afford her to jump on him.
Right.
And when I ask her not to jump on him, I've only had her for 2 months, she doesn't like it, and she gets mad at me.
Okay, well, first of all, she probably has no idea what you're talking about. Okay.
She's very smart.
Well, yeah, but you probably sound annoyed, and, she's having fun, and so what do
she's
you
having
mean?
Fun.
So one of the things that I tell people pretty much across the board, and it's certainly going to apply to your situation, is don't rely so heavily on your what you're saying. That's kind of like a goal. We want our dogs to understand what we're saying. But to get them to really absorb and understand what we're saying, we have to do something rather than just repeat ourselves. Okay. So if you were to go on my website and look at what is the most important training tip, it's going to be, I call it a drag line. It's something you can get a hold, you can grab her with. Okay. So if you think she's getting too rough, you grab her. Mm-hmm. And you pull her away and you tell her easy. So now she is being easy because you just made her be easy.
Well, you know what? She's the kind of dog I do a little bit that you don't play tug and war with her. I'll be honest, she has a little pity in her, maybe, possibly.
Okay.
So I did try a little drag line. It was a short leash.
Mm-hmm.
That was and when she is outside, I have the choke collar on her. And she knows how to sit. When she wants, and she knows kind
so
of.
So did you discontinue having a drag line because she was grabbing it?
I was wondering if I was getting her too annoyed, getting her too, because she wants to, get it. If she has a long leash on her that I leave on her as she's running around the yard.
Okay, well, I just want to interrupt you for a minute because I think we might need to talk a little bit longer, and starting to talk real fast because
no,
at the bottom
awesome.
Of the hour, we have to go to a commercial break. So the question that I have for you is, if we get to the bottom of the hour, do you want me to put you on hold?
Sure.
And then come back. Okay. All right. So then I can calm down here. Okay. All right. So when she has the drag line on, is she putting it in her mouth?
Yes.
Okay.
She's trying to, but it's a short leash. It doesn't go down below
her. Okay. And if you're trying to get it, to direct her to
grab.
Do something.
It's an easy grab.
Does she try and play tug with you with that?
If I reach for it and she's in her play mood, she might, a longer leash, she might do a tug. If she has control of that leash already that was dragging on the ground,
okay, so
she might do a tug of war.
All right, so I'm going to say a couple of things, and then I'm going to have to put you on hold here. First of all, anything that's trailing around on your dog and it's right there in their face, if they put it in their mouth, I really can't get too excited about that, okay? So that's normal, that's natural, but what we want is when you want to reach for it and you want to grab it and you want to do something with it, you should be able to have that option. And that's what we need to talk about after the break, because I can't do it in 5 seconds, okay? So
I understand. You're talking very fast.
Yes,
I
am.
Okay,
so I'm going to put you on hold, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
And we'll be back after the break.
Merci beaucoup.
Okay. And welcome back to WTIC's Pet Talk. Before the break, we had Frantic Mom. So we're going to try and reconnect to Frantic Mom here. Hi.
Hey, yeah, I'm in a parking lot. I'm just giving advertising to you because I said, did I give you enough space so you can get into your car? I'm talking to Lori on WTIC.
Oh, funny. Okay, we'll have to send you a prize or something. So first of all, next time I hear from you, I want you to identify yourself as calm, cool, calm, and collected mom.
I thought it was a quick thing, frantic, because I do love this little girl, but I think she might have been the wrong dog for me.
We'll have to call you Fran.
I like that.
So anyway, all right. So we're talking about having the drag line on and, sometimes dogs will chew it. Sometimes dogs chew it off like so fast. It's like you really have to use a cable line because, you know, anything else is gone in 2 minutes. But if she chews it a little bit and, you know, it's a piece of rope and you can just replace it. Big deal. So don't worry about that. If she's chewing it and she's doing whatever, don't worry about it. But when you need to get it, if her reaction to you picking it up is, oh, we're playing tug, then we need to teach her drop it. Okay?
Drop it, she kind of is getting. I have used that. Drop it, leave it alone. Leave it.
Okay.
Leave it and drop it.
All right. So there's a couple of ways that we can reinforce that. Because, if you are just using your voice for whatever it is, and that's all you have, then you're not doing anything. When people say, oh, I've done everything, they'll tell me what they said. And they said it louder, and they said it like they were mad. Well, what are you doing? Okay. So one thing that you can do is you can use like a squeeze bottle with some water in it. So you say, drop it. And she goes, well, I'm playing tug. I heck with your stupid suggestion. And then you just squirt her, nope, and tell her again, drop it. And very often that is enough right there, okay? If you wanted to take that up a notch, because either she doesn't care, she thinks it's a refreshment, as some dogs do, or she gets used to it, which some dogs do, the next step would be to use a product called Granix Bitter Apple, okay? And there's lots of different bitter products, and that's the one that I go to. But if you're going to use it, you need to make a couple of modifications, okay? So the first modification is Granix Bitter Apple is made with about 20% isopropanol. And so I take it and I boil it for about 15 or 20 minutes and I evaporate most of the alcohol. You don't have to evaporate all of it, but most of it. And it kind of stinks when you do that. And then I reconstitute it with water to the original volume that it was. Okay, then the next thing I do is the bottle that it comes in, when you pump spray it, it comes out in this very light atomizing mist. And that's usually not sufficient for what I want you to do. So you take a bottle that's like a travel shampoo bottle or, I don't know, I've seen people use craft bottles. I usually buy a bunch of them from Amazon and then hand them out to people. So when you turn it upside down and squeeze it, it comes out in like in a thick, steady stream. All right. So that way enough is coming out that it has an effect. And when dogs taste it directly and there's enough of it, most dogs do not care for it. Okay. If you're just taking it and lightly spritzing it, most dogs do not care, especially if it's on a hard surface.
This is very interesting because I haven't tried the spray. And I know water has been used before for dogs for discipline. And the warden did say we use water spray.
Okay.
I'm using it out in the backyard with her and, you know, trying to have them. They're both dogs like each other, but my little dog just can't take it.
Yeah, well, she doesn't. Your dog doesn't understand. I had a pit bull years ago who played ridiculously. I had her from a puppy. Her idea of a fun game was to run head full speed at her brother. They'd slam into each other. They'd roll back about 6 feet, ha ha ha, and they'd get up and do it again. Well, not too many other dogs thought that was a fun game. So for the first year that I had her, when she was playing with most other dogs, she was on a leash. And I would kind of handicap her so that she could not pull her full weight. And so her paws were kind of like sort of waving almost in the air. And I'd tell her, easy, easy, gentle. Not too rough. And if she got too rough, then I would use a correction and I could use the water and the nope, that's too rough. Or I could just take her, you know, take her out of the room. Nope, that's enough. You're not even going to play anymore. And as time went on, she absolutely understood what easy, gentle, be careful was. Okay?
Is she missing out on the play with the other dogs, though?
What's that?
You know, do you think she's missing? I mean, you're not the psychiatrist, but you really know dogs. Do you think she's missing out on rough play with other dogs?
You know, every dog is different on that. To be honest with you, there are dogs who would not care at all, not even slightly, if they never played with another dog. They are people dogs. They don't care about other dogs, and they don't miss it at
all. She really likes other dogs. It's a good like.
All right.
You can tell she gets mad when I walk her, and she wants sees other dogs. And then so today we had a good walk. You know why? I had to choke really tight. You know what I'm saying? I had a very short leash on her. Normally, I'd give her the full leash, and she'd be running zigzag in front of me.
Okay.
This time, I had her a shorter leash. I didn't choke her. I didn't
mean
that.
Okay, so you felt like you had better control when you were walking.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is that if you're going to let her play with other dogs, you have to be selective, okay? So in other words, there are other dogs that'll be friendly and be on her wavelength and think that's great and everything's hunky-dory and that's going to be a wonderful time. And then other dogs who might themselves get upset when she takes it up a notch because they're not on that wavelength and they take offense.
So
it's, you know, one of the things that I think is actually a very good reference to look at is there's a woman whose name is Sue Sternberg. Okay.
What's her first name?
Sue.
Okay.
And she was involved in doing stuff with shelter dogs and testing and this kind of thing. And honestly, some of that stuff I'm not really a big fan of. But the reason I'm bringing her up is not to tell you that I don't like some of her stuff. But what I do like is she did a lot of filming dog interactions at dog parks and narrating the interactions and saying, all right, this is a good interaction because this is starting to go south because this is good, this is bad. And it's very well narrated. Okay. And I think she still has a lot of YouTube videos.
Can you spell her last name?
Stern. I think it's Berg.
Stern. Okay.
Yeah. And so if you were to look at that, that would give you a lot of insight into what is and is not okay. But, you know, I think that if there's ever a doubt, I don't think that you want to just assume that all dogs are going to be great together because they're not. And it can quickly turn bad and, you know, somebody can get hurt and it can leave a bad impression and then you have to get over that. So if you're not sure, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do to play with her. And, you know, she doesn't it's like if you have a kid, you don't let your kid just hang out with anybody just because they want to play. You have to have certain limits and guidelines. And it's the same thing, you know, with your dog.
She has that natural retriever with the balls. And
oh, okay.
I have a quick other question for you,
yep.
And you've been outstanding because you are anyway, but you gave me some pointers to consider to try to see how we can do. She loves to shred things.
Okay.
Should I endorse that?
It depends on what it is. I mean, I let my dog shred things I don't care about. And if she shred it, or sometimes I'll give them, like the dogs I have now aren't that destructive with toys, but I used to have dogs, if I gave them stuffed toys, it would be stuffing all over the place. And every once in a while, I'd let them do it because they were having such a good time. And then I just clean it up and okay, that's fine. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If they decide they want to shred, a piece of laundry or my shoe.
Oh, she would absolutely love. She's killed all my linens, you know, for my towels.
Okay,
in the kitchen,
so that's
something that
you can use the bitter apple for. You can put
absolutely.
Some bitter apple on the towel, show it to her, give her a taste of it, put it back. In fact, sometimes I'll even have, I'll call them bait objects, which are things that are already ruined, you really don't care about, and you have them there for her to differentiate. This is for you, this is not for you. But if she's...
Well, you know, as I said, she is smart. I'm not just because I've adopted her, but she is smart. I left a leash over a chair in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And she pulled the leash, you know, to pull it. And the chair fell down with a little wicker thing, you know?
Yep.
She was never gone for another leash on
that
chair.
All right. Well, that's good. It actually, you know, it was talking about weird little gadget gizmos and pop-up ads. I just saw something recently, which she might like, and I'm not exactly sure how to track this down, but it was like, you know how if you put, you take a pipe and you kind of hammer it into the ground so it's really secure, and then there's a pole that comes out of this pipe, and then attached to the pole is a pull toy. And in this particular thing that I saw, there were two boxers and they were grabbing the pole thing. And, you know, so it was just there and, you know, for the dog to play with randomly, which I thought, well, maybe your dog would probably like something
like
that.
She would because she likes the bird feeder, which don't tell anyone I have one because they'll, you know, arrest me. But, you know, she loves the bird feeder. And whenever I put the bird feed out and some of it spills, guess who's eating it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so she would like that, Lori.
Yeah. So, you know, you be creative. But, you know, I think that dogs can have a lot of discretion with things. I used to have a Newfoundland that used to like to play with knotted up socks. And I remember that I had his knotted up sock on top of a pile of laundry, and he went and he took his knotted up sock. He knew absolutely which one was which. So, but you have to teach that. That's not naturally going to come.
Right.
But anyway, I think we probably need to go to another break. But
I think you did outstanding. I really do. And I'm not just saying that. I thank you very much.
And you're checking the mail for saying that. We'll be shortly sent.
And I'll check out your website, too.
Okay. All right. Take care.
And my name is Fran.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So I think we need to go to another break, and we'll be right back.
There goes a ringtail dog, strutting around the town. And if you got your heat turned up, you better turn your damper down.
Hello. Welcome back to WTIC's Pet Talk. You're listening to Lori Fass on this behavior edition of the show. Next week will be the veterinary edition, and the following week will be me again. And that next week, I'm not even sure, I think it's the 16th, we're going to be talking about rabbits, because it's getting close to Easter. And I think that would be a great topic. And I have a guest that knows a lot about rabbits, because I know something about them. They're cute. No, I know a little bit more than that. But I think it'll be informative for me, too, because, you know, as I say, I have limited rabbit knowledge. So anyway, at the beginning of the show, I was mentioning that I wanted to talk about different products and supplements and gizmos and gadgets. And one of the things, it's not really a gadget or a gizmo, it's pretty basic and simple. But years ago, somebody who was a dog person told me that the way that they manage the mud in their yard, and if you have dogs and you have a fenced-in yard, there's going to be some part of your yard that's mud. How much depends on how many dogs, how big your yard is, but there's got to be a path or a spot that gets a lot of shade and it's mudded up. I just placed an order, and I do this every year, for salt hay. And you can use some kind of hay, straw, whatever. And it's very absorbent, and you put it down where all this mud is. And I've done this for so many years, it biodegrades. And the soil in my backyard is probably nicer than the soil in my front yard as a result of all of this. So it does make a really big difference, especially in my yard, the part where the dogs come right into the house. If there's a big mud plop right there and they walk through that before coming in, it's not good. And especially on a yucky day like today and everything's melting, if you haven't tried it or you hadn't thought about it, somebody suggested it to me many years ago. I've been doing it ever since, and it's worth it, and it's great. And so you might want to look into that. So that was one thing that I wanted to bring up. We talked about some of the supplements. And something else that I had talked about before, which is a product that is called Crit Ear, and it's basically dog earplugs, okay? You know, it's foamy kind, and they formulated it to fit inside of a dog's ear canal. And the idea behind having earplugs is that a lot of dogs are sensitive to noises, particularly, you know, thunder or lightning, but it could be loud cars, it could be, you know, a lot of different things. And it's very difficult to do any sort of desensitization with something that comes up upon you randomly. And one of the people I'm working with currently has a big dog who is very scared of motorcycles and loud cars and noises on walks. And when she hears these things, because of her size, it's very hard to manage her, and it's getting a little dangerous on that regard. And so, you know, there was more than just that as a suggestion, but I did suggest she try it. Now, this is something that I've known about and I've mentioned before, but it's not something that I've had enough people use and try that I can say to you, well, the likelihood that it'll work or not work is this or that. And I get a pretty good sense of dogs, like what dog is going to react well to different things. Not always, but, you know, in that sense, just experience and intuitive awareness, I can kind of narrow things down a little bit. Well, anyway, so the woman who I suggested that she use this with her dog is definitely going to try it. I'm definitely going to find out about it. And when I do, I'm going to let you guys know. But she brought it up to her vet and said, oh, you know, Lori suggested blah, blah, blah. And her vet said, yes, well, that sounds like a good idea. But one of my patients has tried, and I didn't know about these, so this was news to me. They're like ear noise canceling headphones. So it's almost like the headphones that I've got on right now in the studio, but for dogs. And this was something that I hadn't heard of, and I don't know which of these would work better. Right off the top of my head, I would say if your dog is tolerant of having the earplugs, it's less heavy and cumbersome and isn't going to just, you know, some dogs don't like foreign objects on them, and if there's something there, they're going to fight you on it. So if you're going to use any of these things, whether it's the earplugs or the earmuffs or whatever, you have to get your dog used to it. Otherwise, it's of no use whatsoever. But one of the reasons why something like this might be a good thing for a lot of dogs is that even if you know, okay, well, we've got some thunder, you know, coming up, if it comes on you unexpectedly, it's going to take a while. If you're using medication, it doesn't kick in immediately. And this is something that you put it on, you take it off. It's there, it's not there. So to me, it's something worth investigating, the earplugs as well as the ear muff things, because I think there's so many uses for it. But again, it's new enough that I can't really say. So for example, something that is sort of supposed to be calming, which I'm sure a lot of you have heard about, is Thundershirt. And I think that there's other brands. Thundershirt actually wasn't even the original brand. And that's something that falls in the category of, it's not going to do you any harm and it might help. But if I had to give Thundershirt a grade of what percentage of the time does Thundershirt really help and is a good product, I would say 20% of the time it's a good product. So that's not a terrific track record, but guess what? If you are part of that 20%, then it 100% works for you and your dog. So what if it doesn't work? Okay. The earplug thing, that's new. I have no idea how it'll work. I like the idea of it, and I certainly like the idea of trying it. There's another product that is called a calming cap, and it's sort of like what you'd put on a horse that impedes their vision. It's not like blinders, but it's, if you look at pictures of this, it almost looks like, you know, something you'd put on a dog if you were taking them somewhere and you didn't want them to know where they're going. But they can see through it, but it buffers everything. And I bought some of these because they were on clearance, and, you know, I like to collect weird, cool dog paraphernalia. And I had a dog that was probably one of the most skitterish dogs I have ever met in my life, which means it's pretty gosh darn skitterish because I've seen a lot of dogs. And the dog was defecating and excreting anal glands and screaming for no real reason other than anything novel that came its way. And I said, well, let's try the calming cap because, you know, this is certainly an unusual situation. And you know what? It actually helped this dog. Okay. So, you know, I'm not saying you need to go out and buy all these crazy things and devices, but it's sometimes interesting to me what things work and what things don't work. So I have my go-to methods and techniques, and obviously that's what we're going to try first. But if I have a situation that is unusual or other things are not working or people are having trouble, then yeah, I'm game for trying something new. And as I say, even if in general it doesn't work, if it works for your pet and your situation, why not go for it. So if anybody is listening and they say, yeah, I'm going to try that, let me know. Another thing that I was looking at recently was something that you put on dogs' toenails. I think it's called Dr. Busby's toe grips, and it looks almost like little rubber bands you put on your dog's toenails, which sounds really weird, but it's supposed to provide grip for your dogs. And I'm going to say that for some dogs, that's going to be life-changing. They're slipping around. They're getting older. They can't really support themselves. That would be something that I think would be worth trying. There's also paw grips, which almost like little pads that you kind of stick on your dog's feet, which, yeah, again, might work. The problem that I'd have with that is if you take your dog outside and they get dirty, they're going to get pretty yucked up pretty fast, especially in this weather. But again, you know, trying different things, seeing what works, being open to new ideas, I'm all for that. And if something isn't a problem, isn't going to hurt your dog, and it might help them, give it a shot. Same thing with your cat. You know, we don't have time to get into a lot of cat stuff today, but maybe next time. And have a great day. That's it for today's show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.